Tens of thousands of people remain in government shelters in Tabasco, and many more have left the state seeking help with relatives and friends in nearby states. But relief from the floods is hard to find in neighboring Chiapas State, where heavy rains are producing similar problems. Some 200 homes were lost in one small town in Chiapas after a rain-drenched hillside collapsed. Relief teams went to the area from the operations center in Villahermosa, Tabasco, where Red Cross worker Winnie Romerul spoke to VOA by telephone.
Initially, they were reporting very large numbers of people that might have died or that were missing. But at this time, we really only have a list of 26 missing people. What's going on now is they've finished evacuating the people from that particular village that needed to get out of there. And now they're going to be continuing to try and contact these isolated settlements that are in the same area and in danger possibly of additional landslides because it continues to rain there.
Romerul says the weather has improved in much of Tabasco, but Chiapas is at a higher elevation, so water from rains there flows down the Grijalva River into the already flooded lowlands of Tabasco. Winnie Romerul is a U.S. Red Cross worker who was sent down to Mexico to assist the Mexican Red Cross, known in Spanish as Cruz Roja, which she says has been doing a remarkable job. She has spent much of the past few days bringing relief supplies by helicopter to people left stranded by the floodwaters.
The communities that I visited have just been really grateful for assistance. Sometimes the helicopters aren't able to land. It's just an island community with people that run out to meet the helicopter. They know that we'll be dropping the boxes and bottles of water out of the helicopter, and they go out, they wade out into the water to catch them. In other times, we're able to find a little strip of land to put the helicopter down, and we can offload and have a discussion with some of the people and see what other needs they have.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon has called the flooding in southern Mexico one of the worst disasters in his nation's modern history. He sent more than 7,000 soldiers and federal police to Tabasco to assist in relief efforts and in maintaining order. U.S. Ambassador Tony Garza has provided $300,000 in immediate disaster assistance to the stricken areas of Mexico. In a message, he said, "Americans know only too well the horrible impact of such natural disasters on the lives of individuals and communities." In 2005, Mexico sent around 200 unarmed soldiers and medical personnel to assist people in Louisiana following Hurricane Katrina. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.